It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Snyder presented his budget proposal today. He called for a 2% increase in funding for K-12 education, $130 million in increased funding for Great Start, increased transportation spending, and an expansion of Medicaid. Joining us now are Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, any big surprises in this proposal?
I wouldn't say there are surprises in it, other than, you know, overall we are seeing more spending than we've seen in several years. It'll be roughly a 4% increase if we do go for the $1.2 billion more in spending for transportation and the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. You know, we've had some very lean times during a decade-long recession, and with the economy coming back, however slowly, we are starting to see a little more investment.
Let's talk a bit about this expansion of Medicaid, because as we know, Republicans in the legislature are already saying, we don't want to do this. We think the federal government will renege on its promise to cover most of the cost. Susan, is this a political possibility for the governor at all?
It's going to be a very big challenge. I mean, we saw what happened with the health care exchange. That was up for a vote several times, and that's a lot more innocuous than covering 450,000 low-income residents. That's just the nuts and bolts of setting up a health care exchange, which would be run by a nonprofit, not even run by the government. But because both of these things are part of the Affordable Care Act, they're controversial, and Republicans are very much against any part of it. You know, Medicaid in general is not a very popular program amongst Republicans to begin with. So he's going to have a very big sales job on this one.
Now, Ken, Republicans are saying, we don't think the federal government is going to actually pay. The plan right now is to cover the full cost for 3 years, and then the state would pick up about 10% of the cost after that. It's kind of an interesting plan, but is it going to work?
Well, the governor can make the numbers work, and that's what he laid out today, and he's going to continue to lay it out. He can make the numbers work for Michigan, both in the short term and the long term. And the healthcare industry, principally hospitals in Michigan, are going to be lobbying aggressively for this because it puts 450,000 more people in some kind of reimbursement system who today are using emergency rooms and have uncompensated care. So from a political standpoint or a legislative standpoint, it's not about the numbers. It's about politics. It's about doing anything that looks like they are accepting and embracing the Affordable Care Act, which they call Obamacare. So it's not about numbers. It's really about politics.
Susan, do Democrats have a role to play in this process? Can the governor do some coalition building there?
Well, certainly the governor is counting on Democratic votes to get both transportation funding and the Medicaid expansion across the finish line. I think he is counting on them to do the yeoman's work in terms of putting up the votes, because these are big Democratic priorities. For the transportation funding, there are some real political risks for anybody voting for a tax increase, and that is on the table, a gas tax, registration fees. He did talk about that a little bit today, but it remains to be seen exactly what he's planning to offer Democrats to get them to take the tough vote on transportation, at least. And in terms of Medicaid, you know, you're still going to need some Republican votes there on something that has not traditionally been a Republican priority, and certainly since the advent of the Tea Party, it especially is not.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.